And let's stay in China for a story that may be a metaphor for whatever you like. Everyone's probably heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. You may not have heard about China's Leaning Tower, which may be the world's most tilted building. NPR's Louisa Lim paid a visit.
It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm climbing up a hillside on the outskirts of Shanghai to visit one of Shanghai's lesser-known tourist attractions. Here, I've been promised, is a leaning tower that leans even more than the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Ah, so I can see the Leaning Tower, and it really is leaning an awful lot. Wow, it's amazing that it's still standing.
Part of the foundation was built on rock and part of the foundation was built on mud, so which makes it imbalanced.
I've come up here with Yang Kun from the Songjiang Museum, and he's a bit of an expert on this tower's history, and he's been explaining to me why it leans so much.
Back in 1788 in Qing Dynasty, people are setting firecrackers. One of them actually burned the wooden frame of this pagoda. So only you are seeing right now is only the bricks that's left over.
To summarize, the Huzhu Pagoda was built in Songjiang suburb in 1079. That's well before Italy's famous Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was built on an unstable foundation, so started to tilt early on. Then, almost 700 years on, fireworks burned down the pagoda's wooden infrastructure, so it leaned even more. But its troubles still weren't over. There's a massive hole in one side of the pagoda, as if someone has taken a bite out of it. The result, Yang Kun says, of overexcitable treasure hunters.
Back in the 19th century, there were rumors that ancient coins were hidden in this pagoda. So the villagers near here just all went here and tried to dig up the treasures. They found nothing here. But when people keep digging the bricks, they left in a bigger hole in here. And this leaning is irreversible.
The top of this pagoda is now 7.5 feet off center. The tower leans at a 6.87-degree angle. That's more than Pisa's current 3.97 degrees, even more than the German church steeple, currently listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's most tilted building. However, the Italian tower enjoys 6,000 visitors a day. In contrast, Mrs. Yuan, the ticket seller here, says the Huzhu Pagoda is lucky to get 20 visiting tourists a day. That might not be surprising given the local lack of enthusiasm. The tower's just so-so, very average, says Wang Haonan, who was canoodling with his girlfriend near the foot of the tower before I rudely interrupted them. We local people see it every day. We don't think it's very interesting, says elderly Mrs. Dong, who's chatting to her friends near the tower. Silence reigns at the 900-year-old pagoda. It probably attracts fewer visitors than a nearby replica of an English country town, known as Thamestown, built just 3 years ago. And the Songjiang Tourism Bureau told NPR it has no plans to promote the Huzhu Tower. It seems without the validation provided by streams of free-spending tourists, China has yet to appreciate its own history. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
If you'd like to see photos of China's Leaning Tower, go to our website, npr.org.